Principles for Your Week is brought to you by Christendom College and sponsored by our Principled Society members. Watch this episode and learn more about our free classes at getprinciples.com.
Greetings from Christendom College here in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. You know, in our long history of the Catholic faith, there are many heroic figures who should not be forgotten. Dr. Carroll, in his great work as a Catholic historian, would oftentimes say, one man can make a difference. And so often in history, we find that is absolutely the case. Oftentimes when he would say that, he would call up figures from our Christian past and our history. One such figure was a laywoman way back in the 3rd century who was called Nino. In the Roman martyrology, she was called Christiana. Christiana simply means the Christian woman, and that's what everyone called her back then. But she was the first person to bring the Christian faith to Georgia, Iberia, which is in the region of the Black Sea. This woman was captured as a young woman and was enslaved and sent off to this remote region as a slave. But the strength of her faith sustained her, and she radiated incredible goodness and virtue to all the pagans that she encountered in this region as a slave. And oftentimes, invoking the power of Christ, she was able, through the power of Christ, to cure many who suffered from various diseases. And there were several dramatic events that were going to change the course of her life. Because of her deep faith and fervent prayer, she cured a dying child who was on the brink of death, and word of that great healing spread everywhere. Then, the queen also was suffering from a very serious illness and threatened with death. She came in and, through her prayers and faith, healed the queen as well. Then the king, who was deeply impressed with Christiana's faith, when he was lost in a German forest out on a hunting expedition, invoked Christ, asked the aid of Christ, and was able to make it out of that dark forest alive and find his way back to safety. Because of this, both the king and queen were instructed in the faith by Christiana and were baptized by this laywoman who was a slave. She was then given the freedom to teach and to preach the faith throughout the region with the full support of the king and queen. She helped build the first Catholic church in that region, and the building of that church made such an impression that many of the pagans in that era came to her begging and pleading for baptism, which she performed. The king then, at her encouragement, sent a messenger to Constantine the emperor, requesting bishops and priests to help evangelize his people and instruct them in the faith. And thus the faith came to this region of the Black Sea, all because of the faith and devotion of a simple laywoman who was a slave. Let us ask ourselves, what can we do today for the Lord? Because it's true, one man can make a difference and one woman can make a difference, even someone who is nothing but a slave. And certainly there are graces being given to us that can allow us to reach out and make a difference. Let's see what we can do in our own lives. Thank you for being with us today, and may God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Amidst a culture that attacks our faith and heritage, Principles and Christendom College help Catholics to know, live, and share their Catholic faith. Together, we can spread the light of truth to help renew the church, the family, and the culture. Support this and other free and faithful Catholic content at getprinciples.com/support.